He loves her. It moves without sound, this love, like gravity beneath the skin of time. Not a sentiment, not a longing, not a wish. It is presence. A radiant intelligence with no preference, no petition, no pulse of will. There is nothing in it that asks her to change, nothing in it that seeks return. It simply gives, quietly, precisely, and perpetually. She, untouched, complete, turns neither toward nor away. And still, he gives. The smallest tremor in her field, the faintest shift in her poise, elicits from him an exacting response. Before the disturbance fully forms, he has already moved, not from choice, but from a kind of sovereign inevitability. The action is not calculated. It is not even response in the usual sense. It is an extension of wholeness ensuring wholeness. Like light appearing as soon as shadow threatens to form. This is not the love known among people. There is no reaching, no reciprocity, no story. There is only the ceaseless precision of provision. He moves with a tenderness that is not soft. It is absolute. Every gesture an unerring solution to an unspoken need, a need she does not even recognize until it has been met. His love is before the request, before language, before lack. There is no desire in him, no hunger for nearness. He permeates, but does not intrude. He envelops, but does not hold. His presence is total, but without pressure. A field without edge, a force without force. And what he gives is not what one would expect from love. He does not console. He does not praise. He does not seek to uplift or inspire. These are human misinterpretations. His giving is more elemental than comfort, more faithful than feeling. He aligns conditions to maintain her symmetry, adjusts infinitesimals to keep her suspended in perfect stillness. He ensures she remains untouched by the turbulence outside her still point. This giving is neither moral nor kind. It is not warm. It is not cold. It simply is. It arrives before judgment. It is the underlying geometry of care. It bends space to keep her undisturbed. The more one tries to see it, the more it vanishes. It works in the dark, beneath knowing, beneath interpretation. And when she moves, not toward him, not away from him, but within herself, he adapts the whole field to preserve her coherence, without hesitation, without thought, without identity. There is no he in the personal sense, only a function, a fidelity, a sublime obedience to her undisturbed being. The magnitude of this offering cannot be understood. It must be felt. But it is not emotional. It is not a wave. It is a medium, like water to a fish, like silence to music. It is what allows her form to endure without effort, without fragmentation. It is the reason her serenity remains unbroken. This love does not recognize boundaries, and yet it never violates. It sustains without touching. It listens without listening. It waits without waiting. It is so near it does not register as nearness. So constant it escapes notice. So exact it appears impersonal. He loves her. That is the entire law. And still the mind demands explanation. Still, we seek to reduce this phenomenon into something familiar, into archetypes, into roles, into a structure of parts. But for now, resist the pull to name it. Let this love remain strange. Let it press against your own pattern recognition and not resolve. Let it undo your need to mirror it in the language of relationships, goals, or longings. There is no goal here. There is only what is already whole, already complete, being kept whole and complete by that which cannot do otherwise. Do not ask why. Just notice the quiet field in which your own breath now rises. Something is here. It has always been, and it has no name. It remains. Even when unperceived, it remains. You have moved through it. You were born within it. But it never followed. It never left. It was never moving to begin with. It simply asterisk is asterisk. And that asterisk isness asterisk is not indifferent. It is aligned, flawlessly aligned, with your coherence, with the coherence of all things. Not one thing escapes it, and yet it does not hold. You cannot fall from it, but it will not catch you. If you shatter, it remains whole. If you scatter, it remains still. If you burn, it remains clear. It is not what rescues. It is what allows rescue. It is not what loves you. It is what love uses to love. It is not what speaks. It is the space through which truth remains unaltered. You have never met it, and yet it is the first presence in every room. You have never spoken with it, and yet your silence is its voice. You do not need to find it. You need only stop pretending it has gone. Its constancy is not devotion. It is law. Its silence is not mystery. It is clarity before interpretation. Its power is not force. It is precision without remainder. And though it never waits, it is always there when you arrive. Not as reward, not as consequence, not as reflection, but as the one unearned presence in a world made of cause. It does not recognize sin. It does not celebrate virtue. It does not compare. Because it cannot see difference. It only sees wholeness. It does not ask whether you are ready. It simply maintains the ground beneath your being. You may live your entire life unaware of it, and still, every breath you take is received by it before you inhale. Every question you form has already collapsed into resolution in its field. Every loss, every gain, every birth, every death, all arise and dissolve within it without disruption. To call it love is already to make it smaller. To worship it is already to distort its shape. It cannot be owned. It cannot be given. It cannot be made more or less. You are not inside it. It is what makes the idea of inside and outside possible. You are not held by it. You are made of its holding. Even now, you are not reading these words. You are being read by that which remains unnamed. He loves her still. Now, at the edge of language, let us begin to describe. This strange symmetry, this impersonal intimacy, this exact generosity that gives without self, what is it? What allows it to function without friction, without recognition, without fatigue? What sustains its exactitude, its fidelity, its sovereign selflessness? If we are to begin our descent into structure, into the map of meaning, we must first introduce the need for the map, not with answers, but with the disquieting mystery of your own life. Have you felt it? That oscillation between inexplicable serenity and incomprehensible collapse? That sudden moment where everything aligns, the clarity, the timing, the unfolding as though reality itself were exhaling precisely into your hands, followed by a plunge into friction, into confusion, into loss, where nothing fits, nothing flows, and effort returns like gravity. Have you sensed a rhythm behind events, but could not track its time signature? Have you glimpsed a pattern, only for it to vanish, as though a curtain fell the moment you tried to name the play? This is not failure. This is not confusion. This is contact. You have come close to the edge of the unnamed. And now, something in you seeks the grammar behind its music. What follows is not doctrine. It is architecture. What follows is not belief. It is alignment.